إن الحمد لله all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala نحمده ونستعينه we praise him and we seek his assistance ونستغفره and we seek his forgiveness ونؤمن به and we believe in him ونتوكل عليه and we place our trust upon him ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا we seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil within ourselves ومن سيئات أعمالنا and from the wickedness of our deeds مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَيَبَا لَكَ لَا guides his under can lead him astray وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ Whoever he leads astray, the under can guide him on the straight path. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ I bear witness that he is unworthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ He is alone and has no partner. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and messenger. فَقَدْ قَالَ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْمَجِيدِ بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama-i kiram, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We indeed grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sparing us and giving us this opportunity of seeing the light of yet another day. While we show our gratitude and appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many bounties that is bestowed upon us, we ask Allah ta'ala to treat with kindness those family and friends of ours who were with us not so long ago. That may Allah Ta'ala grant them high stages in Jannah, grant the family and friends sabr jameel. In the hot spots of the Muslim world, Allah Ta'ala ease a difficulty for them. More importantly, may Allah Ta'ala make it such, when the time of our exit comes, we can leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our lips, in such a manner that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us. Respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being who has given us life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being who will take away our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us existence into this earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide when it is the last minute for us to take our last breath and where that would be in this world. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this opportunity of gaining closeness and nearness to Him. As true believers, we understand that when a person's eyes close at the end of his life in this world, it's not the end, it's only the beginning of yet another stage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the course of the life given to us, wants us to become obedient servants of His. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left us without guidance. In various moments of our life, from the time we wake up till the time we go to bed, month on month, day to day, year to year, till we breathe our last, this kind of opportunities are presented to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to become of those who are His pious servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, in Surah Anfal, ayat number 24, where He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. That all you believe, respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger. When they call you, when they invite you, لما يحييكم, to that which would give you life, to that which would revive you. Now this is the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, our Maker, the one who gave us life, the one who we are going to return to, the one who gave us all our faculties, the one who we are answerable to.
the one who gave us this amanat in terms of the various limbs and organs, and the one whom we are accountable to. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us various opportunities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon us. O you believe, istajibu lillah. Respond to the call of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when He calls you towards that which will revive you. Now what is this call? Sometimes this call is the call towards salah. That at that particular point in time, when the adhan is called, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling me to fulfill this particular ibadah. Sometimes that call is a call towards fasting. When the month of Ramadan comes, when that particular time and period comes in, when the hilal of Ramadan is sighted, and then this particular law kicks in, this particular command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what should be given priority. When the time of Hajj, and I am supposed to be doing and undertaking the ibadah of Hajj, then when that becomes compulsory upon me, then that is the call I should be responding to. When the call in terms of a person's wealth is concerned, and the call is made that you stay away from that which is haram, and you engage in that which is halal, I need to respond to that call as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in various instances, we have on one side the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on what He wants and expects from us. On the other hand, we have distractions, we deviate in some way or the other, we have temptations, we want to engage in something else other than fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says very emphatically, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul. That call towards Allah respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger when He calls you to that which will revive you. That salah which you're going to perform is going to revive you. The charity which you're going to give is going to revive you. That fasting that you are going to undertake is going to give you life. Is going to give you life and revive you. Any commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you fulfill, is there you will find this goodness in it. And what is this life that is being mentioned here? Allah ta'ala will give you the life. Mufassirin explain that as far as contentment in terms of the dunya is concerned, a person will feel the barakah of that. And more so, as far as the akhirah is concerned, Allah ta'ala mentions, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will grant him a beautiful life. Will grant him a beautiful life. So his life both in dunya and akhirah will be one of happiness, will be one of pleasure, will be one which is obeyed to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he'll derive the pleasure, comfort, and he'll be able to continue with his life with a degree of sanity. Because he understands everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes in my life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests me with conditions where I need to make sabr. Sometimes in my life, Allah Ta'ala tests me with conditions where I need to make shukr. Sometimes in my life, I need to do certain things by giving up certain time of mine to engage in something specific. Sometimes in my life, I need to leave something to go to another place. In various ways, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala calls upon us to respond to His call. And in the response to the call of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we need to understand there can't be anything better than responding to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because at that point in time, that is the best thing to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us this kind of opportunities on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis. Daily we are called towards the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept a person's du'as. On a Friday, a person is called in terms of coming towards the masjid, come early and gain the barakah and the thawab, the immense reward of being in the masjid early, gaining the barakah of the Jummah itself, and the various times in which du'as are accepted. And the month of Ramadan comes with its own barakah. Every turn you take in the month of Ramadan, whether it is a sehri that you are having, whether it is the iftar that you are enjoying, the tarawih you are engaging, the du'as in which you are crying, every particular point in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't leave it without being unrewarded. But what is important for us to respond to that call. Allah Ta'ala has given the invitation. Allah Ta'ala has given that invite. He'll respond to the invite. Can there be a better invitation than from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can there be a better reward than from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can the person entertain you better for that which is inviting you towards better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we take a simple example, we find normally while we are asleep, the adhan goes out and it says, As-salatu khayrun min al-nawm. That salah is better than sleep. Now a person in the comfort of his bed, under that warm duvet of his, in a slightly cold night, he can't see and understand that my getting out from here, making wudu, engaging in salah, is something better than the comfort I am enjoying, the warmth of the bed, the company that I have, and the kind of feeling that I have when I'm engaging in a nice, deep, sound sleep. But Allah Ta'ala says, As-salatu khayrun min al-nawm. That salah is better than that sleep. How is salah better than sleep? How is the call towards salah and responding to the call of salah better than the sleep? Some scholars have explained concerning this. They have mentioned that as far as that is concerned, you would find that sleep, when you are in sleep, you are responding to the call of the nafs. But you give up that sleep and you engage in salah, you are responding to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the call of the nafs and then the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second point that is mentioned, the salah is better than sleep. As-salatu khayrun min al-nawm. لِأَنَّ النَّوْمَ مَوْتٌ وَالصَّلَاةُ حَيَاةٌ. Because sleep is like death, and salah is that which is life, which gives you life. Another point that is mentioned, why is salah better than sleep? It's because sleep is a rest and a means of relaxation for the physical body. And salah is a means of relaxation for that soul. The spirituality of the soul. So sleep is a relaxation for the physical body, when salah itself is a relaxation for the spirituality of the soul. Another reason given is, why is as-salatu khayrun min al-nawm? Why is salah better than sleep? The reason given, because a believer and a disbeliever both share in the act of sleeping. Believers sleep and non-believers sleep. Believers sleep and disbelievers sleep. Those who believe in Allah sleep and those who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sleep. But as far as salah is concerned, only a person who believes in Allah will wake up to perform the salah. Salah is better than sleep. Why? Salah is that act, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in your response to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are responding to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you stand up and you wake up from your sleep to perform that salah. A person who's a disbeliever, that call of salah that is made, that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that point in time, is nothing for him. It's like any other call. He heard some noise somewhere. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't tickle his heart. It doesn't invite him. It doesn't make him feel guilty in any way that I'm doing something or I'm not doing something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do. So that is just the wisdom in something very simple, something a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And understand this much, that in every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling you to do it, there's only benefit and khair in it. And if we leave it, it's destruction and harm for us in it. Alhamdulillah, we will find ourselves approaching the month of Ramadan. But this Ramadan is actually that kind of training. That as we respond to every call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, things become easier. In the salah that we perform, when a person, why is salah such a discipline? A person says Allahu Akbar. When he says Allahu Akbar, He cannot engage his normal speech, normal walking, normal talking, normal eating, and normal drinking until he makes his salam. So for those few minutes, you are asked to stay away from things you are normally allowed to do. Why? For the sake of that one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person has that training in salah itself. When it comes to wealth, what happens? Allah ta'ala gives you everything. He provides us, whether we, a person sins or doesn't sin, use it for his obedience or disobedience, Allah ta'ala gives a person. And Allah ta'ala says that certain portion from there, I want you to give that in charity. Again, that discipline to maintain and to restrict and to control the greed that man would have. When it comes to fasting, similar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it for us that from one point, from the early morning till the end of the day, stay away from those things which are normally allowed for you to have. The normal eating and drinking, halal stuff. Stay away from those things that are halal. Why? I want to make you stronger to stay away from those things that are totally haram. So let us understand and remember, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us, and every point in time a person is called to respond to Allah in a different way. Sometimes the call may be that of sabr, sometimes it may be a call of shukr, sometimes it may be a call towards assisting somebody, sometimes it may be a call towards doing something, engaging in a particular ibadah at that point in time. It is, let not these particular instances move away, flow away from us, just passing by us year upon year. The call of Allah Ta'ala came, I didn't respond to it. And finally we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no turning back. We cannot change anything, because once a person passes this particular phase, in this particular dunya, we have the opportunity of taking account of our deeds and changing our deeds. Once we pass away, there's nothing that can be done. It's only going to be accountability. So while we're still on top of the surface of the earth, and we're not beneath the surface of the earth, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it possible for us that we make the right choices, that we're not deviated through temptation and distraction, away from a real purpose to become pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may the coming days that come and the beautiful month that is coming be a means of our gaining closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala is pleased with us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وليك الأمر كله اللهم إننا لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والنسيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم حاسبنا حسابه يسيرا اللهم اجعل خاتمتنا على الإيمان يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اجعل خير ايامنا واخرها وخير اعمالنا خواتمها وخير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيها رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين